Thank you and welcome to 20 Sided Stories.
Victoria 1890, Season 1, Episode 3.
Hello there. Previously on Victoria 1890, Matilda, Simon, and Dr. Chamberlain were quested with seeking out Hervé Millet.
I would like to hire all of you. My theory is that Crete was actually once Atlantis, and a great storm destroyed everything on top of it.
Hervé hired me to make a replica. It's a fake, and if there's a real one, I don't know where it is.
Only to find out that he was killed. They investigated the crime scene and discovered new clues.
Dickie, look here!
Ooh, grab it.
Okay, I grab it. And
here, put it in this little convenient vial that I have.
Simon furthered the investigation by infiltrating a police station.
And you notice that its stomach was ripped open and its intestines were missing.
Interesting. This is not Jack the Ripper.
Dr. Chamberlain recalled a man named James Stonewood, whose estate is not far from Chamberlain's very own estate.
Well, it says that he sold it to this James Stonewood.
I'm a little bit drunk.
Our very focused detectives are determined to head straight there and uncover all they can about the Egyptian urn.
You guys have just spent the day on the train heading north out of London up into the country towards the Chamberlain Manor. You guys get to the station, you get off the train, and you're told that there was a cab that will take you guys to your destination that will come in about 2 hours. Nearby, there is a pub.
Let's go to the pub.
I'm so surprised that it's taking them so long to get the carriage here. Well, might as well.
Now, do we really have to go to the pub? I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer or nothing. It's just that I have a feeling you two are a little bit of partiers and you're going to get, shwasted. And we have some work to do.
I would never. I am... Wait, we did get drunk just a little bit earlier.
Yeah, so
just get drunk.
If that was the preface to what is coming up and is going to be a big fiasco, then I would like to...
promise you. Pinky promise you that I will not get shwasted.
I just want a beer or something to go into my belly.
Yes, what else are we going to do? We might as well go to the tavern and we might as well just have a couple of beers and we can talk more about this urn over there.
I assume that's exactly what you guys are going to want to talk about.
Second, yes.
Yeah? Really? You're going to want to talk about the urn?
Yes. But of course.
All right, let's go to the pub.
Yay!
You guys walk down the dirt road towards the pub. What do you guys want the pub to be called? The blanked blank.
Oh, man.
The bear huggles.
The half rat.
The half rat.
Oh, okay. I just love the half rat.
You've been before.
Oh, yes.
We've been here a ton of times.
So you guys come up to the door, and there is a... you want to assume that it is a fake, but you can't really tell a rat's butt sticking out over the doorway.
Classy.
And you open the door. And there is a waitress who is coming around taking orders.
My name is Everly Green.
Okay. Oh my God!
Everly!
Oh, hi guys!
I didn't know that you were still working here. It's been such a while since we've been here.
I know, it's been ages.
As you guys address Everly, I would like Achilles and I would like Everly to both make awareness checks. Cool, total strangers. Total strangers. Never seen each other before.
Got it.
Wait.
Everly! Do you mind if we clear that corner table and have a couple of ales?
Well, actually, the table is reserved for a gentleman that'll be
coming.
Come on. But, I'll speak with my boss to see what he has to say about it.
Yes, and get yourself and him a beer on my tab.
Me and my boss?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay, I'll let him know.
And you see over in the corner, there's just a handful of locals that are gathered around one older gentleman who's telling stories.
Oh, I just love a good story, Dick. Let's go over there and see him.
Oh, well, might as well. What's your name, fella? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to...
Oh, don't interrupt him.
I'm sorry, sorry.
How rude to interrupt an elder while he's telling a story.
Go on.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure I was giving you the respect that you should have given me.
Oh, I know it. I apologize. Here, put a beer on my tab.
Oh, thank you.
What kind of story is it?
Excuse me. If you opened your ears and shut your sauce box for a second, maybe you'll hear a thing or two. Anyway, there I was walking down the street and a cart just zoomed by me and mud was on my trousers.
Oh, good God.
Yes. I dream of a day where the carriages fly in the sky so that all of our trousers will no longer be muddy.
Oh, that sounds plausible.
Hi, guys. I spoke with my boss, and you can sit at the table that you would like.
Oh, thank goodness.
Wonderful. Well, let's...
Don't mind this dizzy aged man. He comes in all the time and he drinks all the liquor. Fair. And I tell him, don't drink all that or else you're going to say things that people aren't going to understand. And then you're going to deter away all of our customers.
No, I'm starting to understand, though, that getting mud on your trousers ruined the day.
It... gets worse once it dries into dirt. And you can't, you have to pick it off. I'm gonna allow you to interrupt me this one time.
I'll tell you this, one time I stepped in a puddle and I got my leg wet and then it seeped up all the way up to my hip. Oh, the cold wouldn't go away for 5 days, thought I was gonna die. I swear.
How's your leg?
This is a pig leg now.
A pig leg or a peg leg?
Pig leg.
Peg leg.
Pig leg.
I do love the stories that you had, but we're going to go sit over here. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Those stories weren't very good.
No, they were trash, like his trousers.
No, it wasn't that exciting at all. You said this gentleman comes in here all the time?
Oh, yes, he's a regular here.
Oh, we brought her. Oh, thank God.
Well, of course, someone has to carry all the ales.
Yeah, can I put them down on the table now?
Yes, please do.
Oh, thank you. You know, I've been so troubled lately.
About what?
I told you guys about this a couple weeks ago about my husband being missing.
Oh my goodness, is he still missing?
I completely forgot about that. Sorry, I was drunk when we were talking about this.
Who was your husband?
Oh, his name, was, I like to call him Wet Eddie, or as everyone else like to call him Wet Eddie. My husband,
Gastard is picking up on this.
Immediately.
Sage, can I have Gastard or Simon roll a composure?
Okay. 10.
All right, sweet. So you.
Oh, 9.
You keep a straight face. You don't show that that has any effect on you, that name.
But deep down, Simon is freaking the hell out, man.
I want you to roll to see if you remember this lady. Let's go with awareness. You have no idea who she is.
Not the faintest clue.
Wait, what, Eddie?
Yeah, my Edwin. The sweetest man. The love of my life.
Why was he wet?
Oh, well, he purified water.
Purified water!
Yes, that was just his occupation. But how did you go missing? Do you happen to know?
It is probably not important. This is probably a very uninteresting story.
Excuse me, this is my life. The love of my life went missing.
Well,
it's been over a year now, and I haven't seen him, and I am turning into an alcoholic working at a pub.
There is a story that you would like to tell. Perhaps go over to the storytelling corner.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Gaston, goofed again.
I grab her and start comforting her. It's okay.
Roll charisma, Garrus.
What do you got? Six? Okay, cool. Yeah, so you're slightly comforted by Dr. No, Chamberlain.
Please, don't worry. Gaston. You are being so insensitive.
Oh, pardon him, dear.
About dear friends.
I am being, what? Insensitive?
Insensitive, yes. It's okay. It's all right. Don't listen to him. He's just...
He's French.
I'm going to walk in the back real quick to compose myself. I'm so sorry.
Does she have to roll composure for that?
No, she's already shown that she's not composed.
Well, great. Now she's gone.
All right, keep it down now.
What?
What the hell was that?
What is this?
All right, I need to level with you. We made a blood pact, so you just need to know.
Wait, when did we do a blood pact?
Wait,
I don't remember cutting our hands into.
We did. Remember, that's why you had that.
Were you drunk the second we woke up?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Were the two of you drinking over breakfast?
Of course, we had mimosas.
For the love of God, could you be any less professional?
Oh.
Probably not. All right, why don't we just listen? listen. Wet Eddie is another one of my identities.
What? Yes. Wait a second, you're married!
No, but that's the problem. I don't know who this woman is.
Wait!
I have not the faintest idea who this woman is. I don't even think I've been at the Half Rad. I'm freaking out.
Wait a second, why did they call you Wet Eddie?
Oh, he's one of my identities. Basically, he's a little raggy guy, and he hangs out in a lot of bars, and he goes on street corners, and he sells purified water, and he convinces people that the water they have is unclean, and that they need to buy water from a clean source.
Simon, so you're kind of a shit person.
Yeah, you're so
I've read
awful.
About... No,
you've
this
been
is
talking
a this,
about us.
This character, I found him in a book. It was an old folklore legend.
It doesn't matter. You're still being an ass.
Yeah, you're married now.
No, but I don't remember. Somebody must have set me up or something. Look.
Well, you used to drink a whole lot. Were you drunk when you married her?
I drink on occasion.
Oh.
This is why he always gets so mad.
I just drink on occasion, all right? I don't drink on the job. Unless I drank when I was Wet Eddie, in which case that's a problem.
Listen, but, Wet Eddie, finish your ale because I think you're going to need it.
Good one, Dick.
All right,
thanks, Mildy.
I just ask the two of you keep this on the DL, all right?
Oh,
we made
trust
a blood, we
us.
Made a blood pact.
Yes, of course.
This blood isn't spilt for nothing.
Don't worry. We've got your back, Simon.
Even if you think we're alcoholics, even though you drink.
Speaking of drink, a drunk guy stumbles over to your table.
Excuse me, sorry. Are you guys drinking that over there?
That's usually what we do in pubs, yes.
Yes.
He's pointing.
That is usually what we do in pubs. Oh, shit. He's got again.
He's
shit.
Pointing towards Gastard's undrunken mug of beer.
Do you mind if I roll for composure to
yeah,
to go. Fix this accent dysphoria?
Okay.
Six. Yeah. You barely pull yourself together.
This is our table, and your table is over there.
Where are you guys from?
Well, I'm actually...
I'm from wherever you want me to be.
Oh, Mildy.
What?
Come on, he's going to roll composure. Oh, he turns bright red.
Yeah, that's right. Scamper out of here.
Oh, goodness. All right, I just wanted to tell you, if you're going to be traveling on the East Road, be careful.
Why?
Why?
That's weird out there. There's stories of a ghost.
Of a ghost?
I make ghosts.
Oh,
apparition.
Fucking ghosts, so
and
scary.
Even worse, there's puddles. You step in a puddle.
Wait a second.
You could lose your leg.
I thought you said pothole for a second. I can't
understand. Potholes that became puddles when the water came under.
Oh, puddles.
Well, we'll have to make sure that the carriage is...
We'll have to lift up our boots.
Oh, you guys got a carriage?
Yes, of course. Look at me.
Oh, you're the rich guy.
Okay, well,
me.
You don't have to be insulting.
I'm sorry. Is there a commotion going on over here?
Hi there, Miss Green.
Hello there, Mr.
They know each other.
Greg.
That's right. That's my name. Ewan Greg.
Oh, Ewan. I told you to just get out of here. Quit disturbing our good paying customers.
I was paying my tab, eventually.
You don't look too up to dick today.
No, I've been talking about puddles. I'm not feeling good. I'm gonna go back to the corner.
He looks rather drunk.
Would you like me to get you some water? I still have some water that my husband... My late husband.
Oh, the purified water that your husband
sold. Your husband.
What was his name again? Wet Willy?
Wet
Eddie.
Wet
Edward
Eddie.
Green. I took his name. He took me to bed.
You don't say. How could he if he left?
Oh, goodness.
We were together for a whole year.
A whole year?
What? I mean...
I know!
Congratulations!
Yes, congratulations.
What did he look like?
He was very handsome. He was a little short, but he was just the sweetest little peach.
Would you say that he had brown flowing hair just about yay high and some scraggly facial hair sometimes if he didn't shave in a few days or a slender figure?
A judgment about him? Like he's judging you?
Well...
Are you guys talking about Wet Eddie again?
Yes, we are! You know Wet Eddie!
No, not important!
Some guy across the bar.
I remember Wet Eddie!
Ooh, tell us!
Always drunk.
Hey!
Oh. He's not always drunk.
He's very functioning, but always drunk.
You don't say!
Really?
Always drunk!
As far as I remember.
Now, Gustard, you haven't touched your ale. Why don't you
even...
take a little sippy poo?
Let me tell you, nothing's better than the first sip.
I will piss myself, however. So please.
Well, I'm only done with mine. I could go for another round.
Sage, can I have you take a little composure check? Okay, you're feeling a bit tipsy, and the French accent is starting to dip a little bit.
Is he starting to get taken away by the alcohol?
Is he an alcoholic?
Mrs. Green, why don't you go over there and...
get us shots.
No, get us more beer.
And shots.
Okay.
Oh, God. Jesus, God, Mary, Joseph, help me.
Oh, my, right. What's your language, sir?
Everly, can I have you do an awareness check?
Yes, I'd love one.
You catch a little flash from this French Gastard guy that seems to remind you a lot of your dear Eddie.
Gastard?
Do you know my name?
I've heard them say it.
I say it loud. Loud and proud, baby.
Thank you, Matilda.
You have such a twinkle in your eye that is so welcoming.
Oh, must be the beer. I'll just wipe it off here.
It's still there.
Oh, shit.
Have you come to the half rat before?
No, never. I am from France. And in France, you say what we do. You
that
see,
didn't sound very French.
Baguettes! Ballet! Eiffel Tower!
You remind me so much of Eddie.
Weird!
Guys!
How queer!
Dickie! I just remembered we have a cab to catch! Are we late for that cab?
Shoot, Margie!
Stay for a little while, you just got here! I was gonna go get your shorts.
Well, we could take quick shots and then we could get to hop the cab. Can we have road beers?
A road beer?
Yes, we have them in bottles. We'll just take bottles.
Well, I guess I just getting real lonely.
Well, you can have that old keister over there take care of you, look after you.
And you wouldn't believe it, but afterwards, another carriage drove on by.
He's here every day!
Yes, company!
And we're here every other Tuesday!
But Gastard! I've always wanted to be with a Frenchman.
No, you haven't! You're making this up! Nope, this is just a fantasy!
I mean, maybe I should move on from my husband, Gastard.
Yes!
Oh, no!
I think that's a great idea.
Yes.
If you're asking me out on a date... If you are asking me out on a date, I will say, sure.
Mildy.
Yes.
Mildy, come
next
here.
Okay.
Month.
Come here. I have an idea.
Go.
Why don't we just bring her along?
Oh, my goodness.
We can use the company.
You know, she's lonely, and I'm sure it sucks working
yes.
here.
Yes, and you know what?
I like her. She's
I like her,
plucky.
Too. Yes. Okay, it's settled.
Okay.
So, I think it's a better... So I think it's a...
Why don't you just come with us?
What?
Come with you where?
We're going to my estate. No, we're going to the Chamberlain Manor.
Everly, Everly, I'd like another pint over here.
You know what? Oh. You all would like another pint over there and over here. I'm sick of taking your orders.
So it's another pint time. I'll take one.
Oh, I've had enough of it. I've worked in this pub for so many years and you guys aren't grateful for me. Have you ever invited me to a manor? No. No, you have not.
I've got a manor to invite you to.
I got a shack.
Well.
I've got a dog kennel.
You have a dog?
Nah, just share a kennel with a dog. It's always it's, warm though.
It's not your dog.
No.
Well, are we off?
We do have a train to catch.
No, we have the cab.
Yeah, we're just going to his house, not the other country.
Right. We just got off the train, and
ooh,
now...
That ale really did get to you.
Nah, I didn't know what you're talking about.
I grab his ale that's not even sipped, and I chug it. And then I set it back down, and I go, babies. And I spit.
Well, shall we?
Well...
Come along, Miss Green. We mustn't be late.
Okay, I'm coming.
Woo! Girl power!
Everly, no! I love yous! I want more beer!
Ewan, go get it yourself!
All right.
You guys step outside and you see a handsome cab coming down the road towards you guys.
Woo!
A two-horse drawn with enough room for four people.
Oh, Philip! Philip, over here!
Yes, hello! Oh, Dr. Chamberlain!
Hello, Philip. How are you? How's your day been?
I am good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Fantastic indeed. Shall I take you to... Oh, yes, who is this?
Oh, this is Miss Green.
Ah, Miss Green, a pleasure. And he tips his tall cap.
I curtsy.
She will be accompanying us on the cab ride today.
Fantastic. Right, so, hop on.
Okay.
All right, we all get on and get out of here.
Simon is sweating profusely.
Would you like to borrow my handkerchief, Gaston?
No, I am fine.
Are you sure?
That's right, it is just the heat wave.
There's something about your smell that I just can't get enough of. It reminds me of home.
The smell of my sweat is...
Yes, I've...
Turning you on or something?
I've smelled sweat like that before.
Mildy, do you think there's something odd about the two of them?
Oh, definitely. They've definitely done a thing or two in the boudoir.
Oh, you really think so? How ghastly.
I know, isn't it great?
It's so exciting.
I love a good mystery.
Let's watch.
Okay.
Don't you have a bar that you need to attend? What are you doing to my face?
I'm wiping your sweat off with my hand.
Oh, God.
My husband gave it to me.
Oh, is that so?
Gaston, can I have you roll a composure check?
Again. Nine.
Hey, you keep it together.
Oh, eight. Say, yeah, okay.
You keep it together.
Listen now, Miss Green. Are you sure this is what you would like to do? Accompany us on this, we have very important matters to be handling, and it is dangerous!
Well, first of all, you can call me Everly.
No!
Well, I would really like it if you called. Can you say Everly?
I will.
Say it.
Dick! This is the best thing I've watched since I watched two mouses go at each other like cheese.
You always have some of the most bizarre types of amusement.
You bet your boots I do.
Yes, but I love you for it.
I know.
It is quite exciting watching
them. I know. Have you ever seen a mouse go after cheese a mile away? It's crazy. They got crazy noses.
Say it.
Everlyn.
Everly.
Ouch.
Everly.
Was that French?
No. I mean, yeah.
Philip, oh. How long until we're there?
It's just going to be another 15 minutes or so.
Thanks, Philly!
I'd point out things for you guys to look out at the window. However, it's a bit dark and misty out.
Oh, Philly, you're such a good one.
Thank you, miss.
Yeah, it is quite spooky out.
You bet.
Do you... So I don't mean to interrupt you two, but... Do you all really think about believing that gentleman about the ghost?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Ghosts are real.
Apertures out in the middle of the night?
Indeed.
I've believed in them ever since I raided the tomb of a mummy in Egypt.
My parents were ghosts.
Oh. I'm sure that your parents are ghosts now. My great-grandmother and my mother are ghosts. If you want to think of it that way, they're incorporeal.
No, but I've seen them. Have you seen?
I've made a couple of ghosts myself. That means I've killed people.
Oh, Mildy, you probably shouldn't be saying that.
What?
Oh, wait, we're in a completely different country. It doesn't count.
I am more skeptical of ghosts, because I say I have not seen ghosts, and since I have not seen ghost probably did not happen, wink nudge.
I love it when you yell.
This is exactly what I was saying, is that the likelihood of an incorporeal form that's taking place on the road just seems a bit far-fetched.
I look casually out the window.
You see the manor coming up.
Oh, boy! The manor!
Oh, we must be getting close.
Woohoo!
You guys get towards the edge of the property, and you figure it's just about a mile off till the front gate.
So is this like a party? Are we going to a party?
Well... Not really. We're making our way back to our house. We're going to have some tea. I have the largest tea collection in all of London.
The best tea collection.
It is also the best.
Oh. Which place are we going to first? Stonewoods or...
No, it is far too late to be going to Mr. Stonewoods. We'll stay at my manor for the night.
Ooh,
we'll go
sleepover!
Great.
Yes.
And I love a sleepover.
Now, there's only so many rooms, so maybe one or two of you might have to share.
I share one with Gaston.
No, please, no.
Oh, that's a great idea. I love sleeping single.
Righto, here we are. And he pulls up to the fountain at the front of at the front door and comes around the circle of the gravel road. Very nice. White gravel.
This is oddly satisfying.
He gets out and he opens the door for you guys.
Oh.
It's the hands of the ladies to help them out.
I don't need no hand.
Thank you.
Sorry. You're welcome.
Thank you, Philip.
And then you guys see over, in the corner, edge of the house, there's a man. And I will let this man describe what he looks like.
Have a pair of blue overalls on, no shirt. I'm very sweaty. I got a rake in one hand and a hoe in the other.
Age?
About, let's say...
Hair.
23.
He's a young man.
43. I look 23 is the thing. I have a big old bushy beard. A small patch of white hair on the left side of my face. A strong build. And about 6 foot.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Dr. Chamberlain, you recognize this man as your groundskeeper. Huh. Now, you have been away from your estate on business for about 4 months.
Do I know his name?
It's Desmond Delancey.
The front door opens up, and there you see Miss Alice Whitler, your maid, who wrote you the letter.
Oh, hello, Desi. Hello, Miss Whitney.
Hello, sir. Thank you for coming on such short notice.
I nod.
Yes, of course. Please, see the guests inside.
Yes, this way, please. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I will take your coats and hats.
Listen.
Yes?
You see that Frenchman in that and Mrs. Green over there?
Yes, I do.
Give them the top corner room.
The most romantic room in the whole mansion?
Yes.
If you will it, sir.
I think that it's appropriate. Now, all, what, oh, I never realized. What time is it?
It's just about 9:30.
Wait, I want dinner.
Now, Mildy.
We've got a supper prepared for you.
Thank God.
Of course. You've stayed here how many times?
A lot.
It has been a while, though.
Yes.
Now, make sure the rooms are prepared, and we'll start getting tea ready in the library.
I pulled Dickie aside. Dick!
Yes, Mildy?
Should you ask your maid about that strange letter?
I feel like I probably should ask her in private.
Oh. Okay.
Don't worry, I'll gossip to you afterwards.
Thank goodness!
Right this way, everyone. This is the library over here. Tea shall be served promptly.
Now, please all sit down. Stop staring at me. Just take our seats. Just relax. It's been a long, hard day.
I've never been in such a nice house before.
Yes, it was lent down from my father's father.
Amazing. It's beautiful. Isn't it beautiful, Gaston?
Sure, whatever.
You say that so lovely. Mm-hmm. I love your voice.
Here you are, everyone. Here's tea.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Cream and sugar, Melody.
Oh, no, I like it straight.
Well, you'll suit yourself. Mrs. Green.
Oh, yes, please.
There you go.
Oh, so delicious. Thank you so much.
Yes, of course. Now, I don't mean to be a bother, but Mrs. Green, do you mind, seeing to the wardrobe that they have let into your room? I want to make sure that what you have is appropriate. I know we didn't pack any bags.
I have wardrobe. There's clothing.
Yes, of course. I would like you to pick out what you want to use.
You're that rich.
He's as rich as whoever is super rich right now. I can't think of anything. I'm drunk.
That sounds like an excuse.
Mildy, did you take a little dip of whiskey into your cup?
You know I did.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but she requested that any time I serve her tea that we always make it Irish.
Oh, Mildy.
Classic me.
Right, classic you.
I'm going to go up to the wardrobe.
Follow me. I'll take you there.
Thank you, miss.
She takes you out of the door, up the stairs, and through a series of hallways, and eventually you have a little clothing montage with all sorts of beautiful gowns and dresses and clothes of whatever variety that you would like to imagine.
Ooh!
While that's happening, Simon! Do you remember anything?
Seems like you have quite the admirer.
What have the two of you done?
Oh, you're not even a bit curious what happened to your old disguise?
Oh, I am very curious. Oh. I have the clothes in my bag right here.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't remember what happened.
Maybe we should ask her about how her husband died.
Well, obviously her husband didn't die because he's right here.
I know, but what does she think happened?
Well, look, you guys just keep getting drunk or whatever it is that you do, all right? And I'm going to go... What are you rolling your eyes at?
Oh, Mr. says the guy who can't remember a year in a marriage.
Yes, Mr. Wet Willy.
Look, I have a lot of identities, and sometimes it's easy to lose track.
At least we keep track.
Of your one identity?
Yeah, of whiskey. Take that! You can't even keep track of a whole year. I can keep track of everything. Everything's a frickin' vault. It's in my brain. Woo!
What the hell? Okay, you have fun. I'm gonna go upstairs and see what I can figure out.
Thank God he's gone, Dick.
Gosh, what a wet blanket.
I know!
Now,
I'm that.
I'd say I'm sorry, but I'm not.
I'd say it to your face!
There's a knock on the doorway to the library, and the door is open, and you see that it is Miss Alice Whitler.
Well, hello, Miss Whitler. What can I help you with?
Excuse me, sir, but I was wondering if I could talk to you.
Yes, of course. Excuse me, Mildy.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
So she pulls you aside out of the library, and then you see... What was your character's name again?
Desmond Delancey.
All right, so you see Desmond, and you see Alice.
If you haven't noticed that the staff has been a bit short, a lot of people have left. The cook is still here. And then it's myself and...
Desmond. There's been a ghost.
What?
A right frightful ghost.
Desi, now, I know that you believe in superstitions, but an incorporeal form here on the grounds just seems unlikely.
Just listen to him.
Well, all right. I'll humor it.
There I was. I was just raking the fields, tending to the grounds like I always do at night. And wouldn't you know it, I saw a very white female walking around. But I thought it was just a trespassing neighbor kid. So I went to chase her off, and she was gone by then. But not just that. I thought maybe I'm just a little half-rats at the time. But sure enough, the next night, I saw her again. Except this time, I knew she was a ghost, because I could see right through her face.
Really? How interesting. And you didn't look at the grounds and see any tracks or anything like that out in the field?
No. Not even a foot. Her gown just floated above.
I had my own experience, too.
Well, tell me.
Well, Charles, the butler, he was running screaming, and I went around the corner to see what he was screaming about, and there I saw a form, a woman in a white dress, leaving the doorway.
Here, in the mansion?
Yes.
No. How queer.
And she was heading back out towards the moors.
But after... I mean, we've been resided in this house for years. It's never been anything like this ever before. When did this start?
Just about 3 months ago?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Ever since the strange flashes of light have been happening at the Clark residence.
The Clarks.
The old abandoned Clark house.
Yes, but those are always just children's stories about that place.
Well, the rest of your staff believe them.
Sounds like they're gonna be adult stories now.
Well, I believe that...
You do?
There's own...
Oh, thank my stars and goddess.
Wait.
We thought you were going to fire us.
No, of course not. You guys have been with my family for years.
Generations, that's right.
Now, I believe that when this figure shows up, we should make an investigation. And we should see whether if this is actually a ghost.
Are you saying that we should, follow it? Or, trap it somehow?
We should hunt it.
Kill a ghost! Such a thing has never been done!
Fight a phantom?
Such a thing has never been done!
Well, now, listen. There is no scientific way that this could actually be possible. It just does not make sense.
And I don't know if I'd have the heart for it, but perhaps if you had a group of strong and extraordinary people with you.
And brave. Let's not forget brave.
Excuse me one moment. They open the door to the library. Mildy!
Yeah?
Come hither!
All right, I'm coming hither. What's up?
Now, Mildy, you remember Miss...
Whitler.
Miss Whitler and Desi.
Hello.
Hello.
They were just talking about the ghost that we were hearing about earlier.
Oh, ghost? What about spooks?
She was a white phantom with no feet.
Oh, saw one, did you? Where?
Out near the old abandoned Clark house.
Ooh, dicky.
Yes, now, I do not believe that this is actually happening.
I draw my pistol in excitement.
I believe it is the ghost of Mrs. Millie Clark.
Who's Millie Clark?
Millie Clark was the girl that died from the Clark family. She was the young daughter that everyone said that it was her family who killed her, and that's why her spirit always remained there, and that's why the house is abandoned, but it's all just children's stories.
I pulled Dickie aside.
Just
Dick.
On the verge of womanhood, she died.
I heard that, Dickie.
What?
Obviously something suspicious is going on, and I don't believe in spooks just as much as you do. What goes in the ground stays in the ground. I say we get this phantom and... find it.
Yes, I agree, but I only have one question.
What is it?
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this 20-sided story.
Never hesitate to connect with us via the World Wide Web, such as on the Twitter at 27 Stories, or on Facebook or Instagram /27stories. Matilda Buchanan was played by Kate Pursley. Dr. Richard Chamberlain was played by Garrett Reasoner. Simon Sinclair was played by Sage GC. Everly Green was played by guest Jessica Dahlgren. Desmond Delancey was played by guest David McEwen. Our game master was Greg Reasoner, and all editing and music was done by Sage GC. You can snag the soundtrack for free at sagegc.bandcamp.com. If you enjoyed your adventure through Victorian London, we suggest visiting patreon.com/20sided stories. For just a small handful of shillings, you can help support this broadcast's next batch of episodes. We've got to cover hosting costs, recording equipment, and our precious time, goddammit. They are all laid out with transparency at patreon.com/20sided stories. And don't worry, you'll get something too, such as all 8 episodes to this season straight away, no waiting, not to mention bonus episodes within your own exclusive podcast feed. Extra special thanks to our producer club, who brought this season to fruition. Marlena Lowry, Travis Reeves, Jay Speck, Maureen Brown, Zach Bender, and Colleen O'Keefe. To be as classy and cool as them, go to patreon.com/20sided stories. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet. And for more sauce, links, and intel, feel free to check out our show notes or simply visit 20sided stories.com.